Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Dolls. Wow. I'm breathless.
We're back.
We're back, and I'm... My hair is standing up. Watching that episode of Roll Sick last night was me and Spencer's Gifts holding that like crystal ball that makes your hair static.
Mm-hmm.
That was me the whole time.
You were electrocuted.
I was powder. It activated my telekinesis.
It was really something.
I've never seen...
It was really fucking something.
We're going to get into it, but like it is...
They got off their asses and worked. This season... I give it a 90%. I can think of maybe one episode where we were like, that was boring. And then the rest of them slapped every single time.
And I must admit how much I am grateful for Heather Gay.
Yeah, she served.
She really served. She really was like, I mean, Purple Heart.
See.
You know, she really redeemed herself and she fucking deserves a Peabody Award.
She's an MVP now.
She's a Pulitzer Prize winning...
She's a journalist.
Journalist. And also hats off to Dre, her business partner.
Dre did the work.
For getting off her own fucking ass for working too.
Everyone got off their fucking ass. This is what can be possible when people decide to go to work. When they decide to do their fucking jobs from start to finish, you get a season like this.
Take note.
When people do that, like also Vanderpump Rules is a good example. When people get off their fucking ass and get fucked, magic happens. This is why
we can't go back.
We cannot dwell in any space where people aren't ready to put in the work.
We now, but after these two stellar seasons, VPR and this, there's no going back. You have no excuse now. And I'm looking at you, Robich.
Yeah.
Where the biggest scandal is Kyle's maybe a lesbian?
Boring.
Sober people?
Boring. Snooze?
I want to see Tom Girardi on trial.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Tom Girardi has been deemed...
Fit enough to stand trial,
which...
Did that shake you a little?
That really
shook you. Because you were kind of riding for him, or him being Alzheimer.
Well, he's in a fucking home.
Well, I've always had a feeling he was playing the long con. He's the greatest showman. He's the true showman.
Either way, I'm obsessed with Tom Girardi. If he's faking it, I'm obsessed. That's iconic behavior.
It is.
If he's not faking it, I'm obsessed with putting a fucking demented person on trial. Like, either way is a slay, and I'm on board.
The two greatest showmen were once married. Like, that is a real... If you're
two
playing
words
a long...
Never been spoken.
Two words. Girardi Keese. But 4 years of... Or 5 years now of pretending to be Alzheimer'd, probably. In the longest con of your life. Not ripping people off. Not ripping plane crash victims off. That's all pales in comparison to pretending to be dementia.
My favorite about him was, like... Some aides from the nursing home testified.
Yeah.
And they were like, he still thinks he's like in the office. Like he doesn't understand that his office closed and he scribbles gibberish on legal pads all day.
Again, I think that's all part of it.
You think all day. You think
Laura,
for 5 years
every
day.
Yeah, I do. I have always stood.
I don't know about that.
I feel like if you're fit to stand trial, they have to, that's like, that's a real vetting process that like,
I don't know. I feel like we're in a place as a society where
they're ready to put a sundowner.
We're very comfortable putting a fucking demented, we're putting a demented person in the Oval Office.
That's true.
Fully, sundown dementia is totally okay.
Maybe I have like some like idealized version of the justice system, but I feel like they've been vetting this motherfucker for a few years, and I feel like they probably have like people like going to visit him, people going to monitor him, social workers, like to, you know, through the courts to see if this guy is actually, and I feel like they determine that he is good. And that makes me think that he's
the definition of good is the good and fit. We've like moved that marker a little to the left.
I think like clearly
I think that he is 100% like cognizant and fit to stand trial. No, but like, does he maybe 10% of the time know what's going on? Sure.
Is he maybe hamming it up a little?
TBD.
TBD?
Is he exhibiting signs of Christie from Intervention by scribbling jargon on his legal pad all day? Yes. Do I want to see that live streamed in a trial form for my viewing pleasure? Absolutely.
I am just, on behalf of all elderly people suffering from dementia, I think it's real rich to steal valor from someone that's actually...
Stealing dementia valor.
He's stealing, like, that is a horrific thing that families endure. And if he's pretending, that's honestly, hats off. Imagine how wild it would be to the maniacal mindset to go in and pretend to be scribbling jargon for hours on it.
I mean, he's literally in, it's not like he's like at home.
No, I know. He's in like an assisted living, but it is.
He's in like an assisted living, like jail type of place. Like his like rights have been signed over to like other people. He's conserved.
It's giving Jack Torrance a little. All work, no play makes Tom a dull boy.
I love like office play for him.
I just hope that we hear Erica say Girardi Keys more.
I'm sure we will.
Girardi Keys.
I'm just like...
Do I sound callous? Like, I'm just like, I feel like maybe it's just the salacious hope in me that he's like secretly pretending to be Alzheimer'd.
I think you have a little bit of magical thinking in this case, but right. I appreciate it. And I'm here to entertain that. And like, I love a what if. So what if he is faking every single day? He literally should have been an acting coach.
Well, lawyers are actors.
They are. Do I think he's faking every day?
No.
No.
I think
let's fucking go. I'm here for just some elderly abuse. Let's like let's just put some demented people on trial. Just because you're demented doesn't mean you shouldn't have to pay the piper. It's not a get out of jail free.
It just, to me, it reeks of like old Weinstein and old Cosby, like pretending to be blind, or like
it very is that
it's very like give him a walker.
But like, oh, I guess they were in jail too.
I mean, Cosby's out now, but like he literally, I think, faked blindness or like claimed all of a sudden
he had a cane of sorts.
Yeah,
we'll see. Live stream it though, please. We need this.
Oh yeah, if you're gonna
live stream Johnny and Amber,
yeah,
you can live stream Tom.
Which
Girardi.
Was a true like perversion of justice and like a sick display of
Let's
like the
not
justice
stop there
system
and pervert it even more by putting a literal dementia patient on trial and making him sit in a courtroom where he has no idea what's going on day after day.
I mean, if he
day
is,
in day
that's
out
really
having
sad.
Outbursts, I like. Let's do it.
But it is. It, but if not, he there's
if
truly
not,
there's no greater showman.
You in your jargon.
He goes,
one more legal pad, please. Who's giving him all these legal pads? I guess what else are you gonna do with the person in the insane asylum?
Yeah, it's wild to me.
Do you think that some of the nurses like play into it? Like they're like, I'm here.
Look, I'm. It's like half of me is saying this like just to be like silly, but I feel like. This is a very serious trial, and I feel like you have to dispatch like experts to go monitor him and observe him. And I feel like these are people that, yeah. And I'm not saying like the courts are like in America are always clearly we live in a fucked up society where our justice system is like.
I think people really want this person to answer for the heinous nature of their crimes and are willing to overlook.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They
I
think... want him to answer. Yeah. Who's, if he has no money, who's supposed to pay?
I don't know. Keys?
Where's Keys?
Yeah, where's Keys in
all
this?
Anyone got eyes on Keys?
I'm also like, Erica, she's paid her dues. Like,
no, she's free.
Leave her be.
She's done whatever. Give her the earrings and let her do her Vegas show. She got out. I don't believe that she had anything to do with it.
No, I think she probably turned a blind eye a little, but I don't think that's like makes you guilty of.
Yeah, I don't think she's like understanding the ins and outs of what he does. I think you marry really rich, and then if you're not like involved in the bit, like
she's
if you marry rich and you're not like a secretary or that's like how you met or you're at the firm already and then you're helping out, like. You're just like, okay, you work, I'll spend, and like love and light. Have fun at your job, honey.
No, I think everyone is kind of on the same page as Erica, except a few unhinged Bravo fans. But like
we can't control them, you know?
Clearly.
So yeah, hats off. I can't wait to see this trial of the century. I hope that they realize they're in way over their heads when he starts just like fully losing it in the courtroom. I hope he can, and if it's an act, I hope he takes the act all the way and commits to the bit.
Speaking of the act, guys.
Miss Gypsy Rose is out.
Well, she's not only out, we found out she's related to one of the biggest Bravo villains of all time.
Apparently, according to some genealogist, Miss Gypsy Rose and her mother, more importantly, I think the link is the mother.
The real villain,
share a slice of DNA with none other than Stassi Schroeder.
Which tracks.
They're 11. Gypsy Rose and Stassi are apparently 11th cousins, which I'm like, aren't we all 11th cousins?
Yeah, like.
That's very funny. She was like, it was like due to someone fucking in like the 1600s. So I'm like, okay.
And Stassi went, I'm like dead.
And then, but then it went on to say in the page 6 article that Stassi and Katie are also 11th cousins.
Oh, so that means Miss Maloney is also related in some way to Gypsy, maybe.
Miss Maloney exhibits more Gypsy Rose tendencies, I would think.
Wait, also... Katie Maloney was seen, so I'm like not really Bachelor Nation pilled, but like I've watched enough where I know like what's going on. And I did watch the season where Zach Clark from Haddonfield won with Tayshia. Like she picked him as she was the bachelorette and she picked him and they got engaged. And he was like the most popular kid in Haddonfield. And he fulfilled his destiny,
life's purpose.
Yeah,
good for
him. And he's cool. He's like a sober king, and like he basically went on to promote his rehab that he runs.
Great job.
Anyway,
great all around.
But there's now rumors that he is dating Tayshia's former bestie slash like co-host, who they like did some like after show together. They were the hosts for Bachelor stuff, and now they're saying they're together. And at this same New Year's party, Katie Maloney was there.
Yeah, they're like in with Bachelor.
Oh,
Nation.
I was like, what the fuck?
They all those like reality stars hang out together.
Ugh, that's a little like.
No, it's a sick world.
It's sick.
It's sick.
When I saw her there, I went, this isn't right.
Mm-mm. Who else are they going to hang out with? You know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's best that they stay with each other. It's stay over there. It's better that they hang out with each other. You know what I mean? They have a lot in common. They can talk about a lot. They don't have to worry us with their shenanigans.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, that was shunking Gypsy Rose.
That is shunking. And speaking of other ancestors, the Daily Mail posted, Kate Middleton has an ancestor that was a countess that was nicknamed the Unfortunate Countess. Her name is Mary Bowes. And she was called unfortunate because she had affairs, she had abortions. This was like the 1800s. And then she went on to become a renowned botanist. So she was like a true CEO girl boss in the Victorian England.
The whore to botanist pipeline.
The whore to botanist pipeline.
I mean, that's strong.
I know, but I just love the unfortunate countess. Did you watch The Crown?
No.
Okay.
I've really tried, By tried, I mean I put it on and got like 20 minutes in. And I was like, it's "Oh my god,
you don't
I'm
need
so
to,
tired."
You don't need. You know, like you know. What
I get it.
You know what happened.
I've thought about it, and my mom and I had a long conversation at home of like, should we try and watch this? And then we decided not to.
Yeah, I want like now I want a spinoff about Kate Middleton's like micromanaging momager who pimped her out to the royal family.
Well, it worked.
Yeah.
In other news, I tried to think of a good segue, but really there's no good segue to say that Brandi Glanville has blamed her facial disfigurement on stress from the Caroline Manzo scandal.
So what is it? What is it that she had? She was struck by like a, it looked like, was it like Bell's palsy kind of?
I'm like,
what's the deal?
Your disfigurement is because you're fucking pumping your face full of fillers and you won't leave your fucking face alone.
Yeah. It looks like botched surgery.
I mean,
I believe that she's...
I believe she's stressed out. She's always seemed pretty stressed. I'm also like, being an alcoholic is stressful.
Being an alcoholic, and I'm sure like getting a lot of plastic surgery while like... boozing it up, probably.
Being an alcoholic and then also getting plastic surgery and lots of filler is like you're stressing your system. You're going to add a lot of stress to your plate. My queen. That's the picture I have saved on my phone. Ms. No Nonsense Manzo. Yeah. Bravo, just air it. Just fucking air it. What's the big deal?
It's not fair.
What's the big deal?
I don't know. I mean, it is. She. So I'm seeing now she allegedly kissed Manzo multiple times.
She kissed her, grabbed her tits and her puss.
Okay. I mean, that's...
That's not great.
That's not great.
It's not great.
She's not the one to do
but
that.
You know
to.
What? Everyone's fine at the end of the day, right?
But Caroline is the last
that
person that you want
to,
like, me too as a house, as, like, a boozy housewife. I feel like there's lots of other housewives that, like, are silly and, like, probably, like...
Yeah, but when you're just in a fucking... When you're drunk and you got those rose-colored glasses on, you see Ms. Manzo with those big horn-rim glasses, that short haircut.
Brandy's so you gotta gay.
She's so gay.
She's like, her bisexuality...
I think she's stressed because she's such a lesbian. She's realizing what a lesbian she truly is because she went after...
The biggest lesbian. The
biggest lesbian presenting woman.
I don't
of all.
Agree with obviously don't love sexual assault.
Obviously.
But
not.
Like Caroline, is there a world where like Caroline maybe has a little gay panic? Cause she maybe is fighting her own.
She's
demons,
exhibiting
allegedly.
She's allegedly exhibiting some symptoms. I'm sorry, but you don't like
this is
I know a Butch Dyke when I see one.
This is and how
And with love, I say that with love and light.
No, of course. She would clean the fuck up if she was a lesbian.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Like, Caroline is the most, like, she was the OG of, like.
She's, like, mothering you, but she's also, like.
Take her out.
Yeah.
But.
You hang out with God, but you start to stink.
Brandy's in over, she was way in over her own head because you don't Me Too anyone, but you especially don't mean to someone whose father-in-law was found murdered in a trunk off the New Jersey Turnpike.
No.
Like, I'm sorry. This is just, you don't fuck with the Manzos.
Absolutely
which is like, I'm
not.
Like, my...
But when...
I
when
have a chill down my spine even...
Put yourself in the position of someone like Brandy, when you are... Like, that is what makes a person like Caroline Manzo all the more alluring.
Love
when you're like she's a mafia princess.
And what did
Silva Fox?
What did Phaedra say? Love won that night.
Love had won that night. No, that was
Phaedra. I think Phaedra said it.
Oh yeah, and she was talking about that season.
She said it was all. She's like she.
It was above board.
She said it was all like her. I think it was. Let me double check. I believe it was Phaedra that said Love had won.
She did. She said Love had won that night.
And so she was basically saying, like, I didn't notice any, like,
she said
shenanigans.
This was a beautiful lesbian union, and I felt proud to be, as an ally, stand with my lesbian sisters.
Love had
and watch
won.
Them express their love for one another.
Wait. I have to read this quote. Nothing happened. Okay. She said, let's roll the tapes. I was there, and I was sober. I didn't see anything.
Let's roll the tapes. For the love of God. Bravo.
Bravo.
They owe us.
It was a Harlequin romance. Love was winning. I'm excited that you'll get to see it because you need to see it for yourself because it's definitely been way exaggerated. Love was winning.
I think love was winning. What I think, as the daughter of a doctor who has not gone to medical school but knows a thing or two about Googling, is I think that Brandy has been really stressed. I think she has a lot of filler, and I think she's having a reaction. Your filler can cause
allergic reactions.
Yeah, like some people were getting like the COVID vaccine and then it was causing like a filler, like swelling and stuff like that. Or they were getting COVID. Either one, they were getting something to do with COVID caused some people's filler to like be crazy. I can't do it right now, the research, but you should research, Mama. Mama, let's research and think more about that. I wish her healing and love and light.
Also, she spent Christmas with Eddie Cibrian and Leanne Rimes, so I'm sure
that's sweet.
Was nice for her.
And I wish Caroline love and light and healing as well.
Don't come for me, Caroline.
Yeah, and just like get over it. Sometimes you find yourself making out with Brandy Glanville.
I mean, Vicky almost did it. Even Vicky, who's like probably the most homophobic housewife of all time, was at the end of that Bluestone trip. She had been like, all right, it's all good. She's fine.
Yeah.
She was broken down. And maybe that's like not healthy, but like.
None of it's healthy.
No.
But like, you guys signed up for the show. I'm sorry, but if you go into a room with Brandy Glanville, I would think one knows that all bets are off. Am I wrong?
You talked about if you give a mouse a cookie, she is.
Like you're ready for like, you really understand that anything could happen.
Yeah. She's like, we're going all the way tonight.
Mm-hmm. And whatever that means, you're along for the ride now, baby.
And Caroline, she may have been.
I'm just saying.
Out of a league a little. She couldn't compete.
She was playing too hard to get.
She was tempted a little by it and then went, no.
I'm a mother. Anyways, I'm serious. Insurrect. If Bravo doesn't release the tapes.
Roll the tapes, Phaedra said. The lawyer.
I know. I trust her.
Me too.
First and foremost. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
No. We're here to talk about the most legendary finale in years of a Real Housewives City franchise.
Groundbreaking. Never been done.
Artful.
Inspired.
Robert Altman.
Gorgeous.
Gorgine.
Cinematic.
Mais en scène. Crushing. Compelling. Captivating. Scary. Funny. Beautiful. Sexual.
Intrigue. Mystery.
And above all else, friendship. Sisterhood. Sistership. We saw it all. Everything came together, and we really were given the most perfect finale I can remember of a Real Housewives. I can't remember the last time. I don't think ever. In this way, it was the most well-edited finale, I think.
It was inspired.
That we've ever had. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy,
Unique
Podcast
Fillers.
Salty Utah Queens.
The finale.
Everyone wakes up for their final day in Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
And people are a little hungover. Oof. Meredith comes downstairs and the house manager is like, how are you today? And she goes, last night's wine didn't help.
I like, because we'd had a week between, I forgot the Bermuda Triangle Inn and Tavern or wherever the fuck they were. And Heather running away from Whitney and how those drinks look like. They were like Irish car bombs, basically.
Yeah, they went into a place of like flavored sugary shots at the end of a long drinking day and night.
Mind erasers.
Goodbye.
Remember that drink?
I was never a mind eraser person, but I was known to down some redheaded sluts in my day.
I feel like, wasn't mind eraser what like Natalie Holloway drank?
I'm sure.
Damn.
Anyways.
Didn't that guy just get like,
he's
finally arrested?
Killed, I think.
He's killed?
I think he...
Did he KYS?
Did he die?
No, I feel like he killed someone else.
They found bones. They confirmed.
I think it's someone else.
It was confirmed. You know what? This is sad because it got buried in like the Q4 hubbub. But a huge Q4 thing was that Natalie Holloway was confirmed killed by Joran van der Sloot.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Grace. The devil is dancing tonight.
Pornography. Schoolgirls.
Hentai.
Hentai. Oh, yeah. That trial.
This is
Wait,
the year
my
of
mom
trials.
Thinks. Sorry to bring it to a place of true crime, but my mom thinks Brian. She's like, I feel like he's gonna get off.
Kohlberger?
Yeah.
No.
Because she's been really following. She's like obsessed with that trial.
My mom kind of thinks and she was like.
He has really good. He has like a really good team, and I think they're like proving little like I'm. Who knows? But
I don't understand why they tore the house down.
Yeah.
That's really bizarre. Like you need to keep that house up.
I can't even act. It's the scariest thing I've ever read. Like, I literally, it makes me want to throw up when I read about it.
It's terrifying. If he gets off.
I'm moving.
We've been batting on the hatches. He could be anywhere. A person like, that's different than OJ getting off because, like.
OJ was
mad at one person.
In the moment. It was like
not even in the moment, but it was like. This was anger that was targeted at, like, one person. This wasn't just, like, guy, feel the urge to kill.
Well, and Ron.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
He was kind of, like, a byproduct. Well, anyways, it was, like, more targeted and about those people specifically. This was, like...
I just want
to
kill.
This is something, like, who's, like, I want to kill. And, like, I will find a way to stalk and kill my prey. And that means anyone could be on the chopping block. You could wake up at
literally.
Night. You literally could wake up at night if this man gets off trial and he could be standing in your hallway ready
Didn't
to
wear
kill
a mask?
You.
I think he was wearing a mask, which makes me want to like retch.
It truly could be anyone.
His cold gaze.
They need to hire me as prosecutor. I feel like I could get a jury to be like.
If I was in the presence of that man, I would literally go, ah! Scariest motherfucker.
I would prosecute the fuck out of him. And I would really, I'd be like,
hentai.
You guys.
Tentacle porn.
Do you want to see this man in your house?
Do you want to just imagine like walking through a farmer's market and passing by those jackal eyes at like the jam stand or something? Just perusing. Like literally, he's, yeah. Pray.
I'd go, he killed once and he'll kill again.
He will kill again.
He absolutely will. And it could be one of you.
Think
know
about
that.
It.
I rest.
Anyway. But this is kind of all like part of it. Because I feel like this was like a chilling twist, this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Meredith is hungover. And then we cut to Miss Monica herself waking up in bed with Whitney.
And Whitney is also hungover.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a place of full face sunglasses. And I love her spin on what happened the night before was that she tried to talk to Heather when they got home. And Heather was like, get the fuck away from me. And then she goes, so then I needed to go grieve and honor my friend Sherry.
So Monica was the...
like 3 a.m.
Yeah, she needed to go like...
I was blackout. And what I really needed to do was grieve and honor my passed away friend.
So she was like, so I went to Monica and she let me in bed and we grieved together.
That's an incredible, incredible twist. I love Sherry also being like, go off, just feel free to use my name whenever you get like a little too drunk and you don't want to really take accountability for your actions in a blackout.
Those were her last words.
My gift to you is that you can just use me as an excuse.
That was what she left to Heather or to Whitney in the
That's
will.
That's a really good friend thing to do.
Wait, also I had this epiphany because I finally watched Pen 15.
Mm-hmm.
And Monica's like the girl in Pen 15 who like calls her mom a cunt and is like usurps their friend group without like being like spoiled because Monica doesn't have anything. But she's literally that girl.
Monica is the girl that you'd go over to her house and she like flips out on her mom and you feel really uncomfortable.
Which, by the way, that actress who played that little girl needs to like get an Oscar.
Not you coming to Pen 15 5 years later.
I know. Yeah, Whitney's like, thank you so much
for letting me grieve, which was really what that was all about. Not all the wine I drank in the day, not the shots at night, and not me in a blackout. It was really my time to grieve.
And Monica's like, it's okay, girl. You just take all the time and look at this beautiful view, girl. Girl, we're friends, right, girl? We're best friends.
And then Whitney goes to Heather's room and knocks on her door and she goes, can I talk to you?
First, though, Angie Kay is truly, let's call me Angel of the Morning, baby. She comes downstairs. She's literally like, hello, we're going shopping and we're going to ride mopeds. I'm so excited.
A girl could get used to this.
Yeah, Whitney goes, knock, knock.
Can I talk to you?
And Heather goes, of course.
And Whitney goes, I'm sorry I upset you so badly last night. And I was like, this is not an apology.
And she goes, but I truly did feel exploited by what you wrote about me in the book.
And I never read it. I didn't read it. Until I was now. Too afraid.
So Heather was like, I called you, read you the passage, and had things. You told me to take out a few things, and I did that. So like, I just was, what was not clicking with you?
She goes, I did not read it. And she goes, no, I read it to you. And she goes, exactly, I did not read it.
So
is Whitney illiterate?
Maybe.
She's lost the plot in this argument.
Yeah. So Heather finally, because I didn't fucking read the book, and Heather finally reads the like passage that Whitney was so upset about. And it was a little like, ooh, erotic, sensual.
Well, she said, I mean,
no, but I liked it. I thought,
but Whitney's also someone that has led with this, like, I think that Whitney has regrets over how sex forward she's presented herself.
Well, yeah, I think
throughout this whole tenure of being a housewife, and is now kind of pulling back on that and being like, that's not what I'm about. So what she's really mad about is that that's like being documented and writing by Heather, a person who she says is her cousin, but they don't really know each other that well.
And I think, If she had just said that, I would almost be like, oh, I like respect that. But she's spinning it in this yarn of like, I feel exploited. And it's
and
like,
I'm like, you don't feel exploited about that. You feel exploited about getting abused as a child. Like, yeah. That's what it's really about.
But I think she can't say any of that because she can't, now she can't like, because if she goes back on it, she'll look like a hypocrite.
But it would just behoove her to be more honest about it and real.
She goes, you made it seem a lot more sensual than it was. She goes, this is not the Titanic where I am like, come into my room and photograph me, Jack.
She goes, it was a transaction for a gift for my husband for our anniversary. And now I am sexually exploited.
And Heather's kind of like, okay, well, I'm sorry I did that. And then she goes, you did make some comment about like from the butt, from the front to the butt to my asshole.
To the butthole.
And she goes, no, I never said butthole. And Heather's clearly like over
it. She's fucking over it.
Yeah. She's like, I never fucking said butthole, but okay.
Whitney goes, let us hug now. And she hugs and she goes, Heather, you are so crazy. And Heather goes, yeah, I'm the crazy one. I was like, I'm Team Heather.
But Heather's got other things on her mind.
Yeah.
The ladies head to the scooters. And I...
Meredith's out scooter riding outfit.
A blazer.
It's like a full... It's like a duster tweed jacket. It's like a three-piece suit.
I know.
She's like...
She's like Mr. Peanut.
Clouseau. Inspector Clouseau.
Wait, can I just say too, scootering around like an island is... it's like the best thing ever. I went scootering in Key West.
Okay.
And it was time of my life.
The thing is, when they like leave their house and go into the city, I'm always a little bit like, let's get back to the house.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole-body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Heather says, I'm worried about Meredith on a moped because I don't think she's driven since the 80s.
I love going, when's the last time you drove? What'd she say, like 1997?
No, she said, I honestly can't remember. Heather said, I think it was in 1987 when she last drove a car.
That's incredible.
Well, it kind of reminds me of my Nana. She, I think only in her 50s, one day was like, I'm not driving anymore. And just made my grandfather drive her everywhere.
This is a reason to get partnered with someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's because then you have a driver.
My Nana just went, one day was like, I'm done. Just never drove again until the day she died.
Well, I like to drive, though.
I do, too. But I think Meredith is someone that needs to be...
She's better
not behind
driven,
the wheel. Yeah.
Not driving. Okay, this is explains a lot.
She goes, how do I start this thing?
They all go scooter into town and take to the streets to do a little shopping.
They head to a perfumery.
Angie goes, have you ever been to a perfumery in Europe? And then Monica goes, yeah, all the time, every year, like joking around.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other girls go to like some other store.
Some other shitty gift shop.
Where I was like, surely everything in here costs like $25. Yet they managed to like each spend like $700 to $950 each.
They're there to spend. They haven't really spent anything.
They love like... To go into a shop of that ilk and then go on a spend journey is a real commitment to spending that I don't identify with.
No. And the person at the perfumery is like, these are scents that are found literally at the bottom of the sea with shipwrecks. We found this one scent.
That I'm into. Like, I can go into a perfumery and spend freely. Mm-hmm. That feels like a good spend.
Okay, but this was a moment that I was really, I thought about it again after the episode was done. So Angie and Heather both forget their credit cards and they ask Monica to cover them. And it seems in the moment sort of innocent, and Monica like has a little, you see it, like she's like, oh yeah, I can totally do that. It's fine. Like I'm fine. I can cover it.
Well, because Heather asked Angie first and was like, oh, I don't have my credit card. Like, do you? And she was like, I don't have mine either. And then that's when Monica goes, I have money, guys.
And then Monica pays for it. And it's like $700.
Yeah.
And it gets declined at first, but then, and you can kind of see a panic in her eyes. And she goes, oh, that's weird. And then I got that pit in my stomach because I've been there and it sucks. But then you realize it's the twist is that she just has that international spending block on it. And she just has to take it off. But then I was thinking, did Heather and Angie set this up?
Just as a test?
Yeah, I feel like Heather was having inclinations of what is to come later, with not with like the big twist, but with the stuff involving Beauty Lab and Laser. I feel like she was having some like, and I think she paid for this
knew
whole trip,
about the
I think.
Beauty Lab and Laser at this point in the game.
And Monica basically got a free trip. And Monica's been kind of covered the whole season. My mom, again, Dorothy, thoughts of Dorothy, she thinks Monica never had family there and just wanted a free trip. I feel like she didn't even like reach out to them and was just kind of like, they were like, maybe just didn't even know she was there.
I'll believe that she even has family when I see it with my own two eyes.
I feel like she has like distant cousins there, or like maybe like a second cousin or two still there. Like, it's, you know, but I just feel like it just, I don't know.
I think she's a liar and lies about lots of things.
She says she has like receipts from her cousins that like show, but whatever.
A person like her always has receipts.
But so anyway, I think Heather was kind of like maybe trying to be like, let's see if she'll pay.
I love like a let's see if she'll pay test, because I truly also, it's just like there's something. I mean, I do think it's like tapping into like deep classism to have someone like Monica on the cast, but it is like there's something very like Saltburn about it, which was what you and I were saying like before the recording, where it's like Monica is this like striving, like in the context of the show, like the striving poor person who like will do anything to be like accepted by this group. And it's so unbecoming and such a turnoff that it's fun then to see her get put in the hot seat of like, oh, will you pay? We'll pay you back at the house.
But Monica is so clever and cunning that she knew they were testing her.
I don't think she's that clever. Like, I had her number from the fucking first scene.
No, no, no. I think, like, we can... But I think in that moment, she knew they were, like, maybe... She knew it was, like, maybe a test. So she was, like, playing along.
Well, I think she... That's why she offered. Is because she thinks she's, like, many steps ahead of people. But in like reality, a serial killer. She's not.
Because serial killers...
She's just a crazy liar.
Yeah. So that happens, and then the ladies all assemble back.
The cuts from commercial cuts back, and Heather, it's the scene where you hear her on the phone with someone. The producers are scrambling around. Cameramen are getting up and running.
What did you find out?
Heather goes, I just got some devastating information, and my head is swimming.
You hear her go, I am freaking the fuck out. I can't believe it's her. I can't believe this is her. And then the camera crews go, what do we do? Do we go in? Do we go in?
She goes, guys, no, no,
no,
get out. And then she gathers all the ladies for dinner.
And there's this incredible like Wicker Man moment where the tables are all arranged in a triangle. And Heather, and it's almost like Survivor, like the sounds of thunder and like jungle kind of sounds.
And I think they were like, we have to film this outside.
Yeah, and it's really
the drama,
windy.
The wind.
And she goes... Heather goes, so I've assembled you all here for dinner tonight where the theme is the Bermuda Triangle. And you hear like a clash of thunder. And she goes, according to legend, the Bermuda Triangle is the Devil's Island. I was like, what?
Oh my God.
And she's talking about like, she goes, shipwrecks, disappearances, strange occurrences. And then they cut to Meredith, who is like wrapped in a shawl, and she's legit spooked. She kind of goes,
she goes, wow.
And she goes, so we're going to have a little topsy-turvy, twist and turn kind of night.
She goes, in front of you, you might recognize these dolls. Each one is from our trip to the goat farm. You will take the doll, and that is who you will address. And you will ask them a mystery, a question that you want answered. Whitney, you shall go first.
And she goes, Lisa... Why did you say I was so dramatic? And then they start going tit for tat about who's more dramatic, who's more drama. They say the word.
Dramatic like 14 times. Lisa goes, I said it because you are dramatic. You're very dramatic. You were so dramatic. It was insane. I've never seen such a dramatic person.
She goes, but Lisa, I was in mourning, grieving my friend. You think that's dramatic? And she goes, I was just saying. She goes, I understand you're going through a hard thing, but like, I still think you're dramatic.
And Whitney goes, no, but my mystery is why can I not be dramatic, but then it is okay for you to be dramatic.
And then they end their fight kind of with no resolution. And Lisa goes, I'm putting my doll away. My baby's asleep.
No doll play for me. Thank you. Next.
And then Heather and Meredith get into it.
And Heather's like, Meredith, why did you not?
Because I feel like we've been really.
Meredith goes like, why didn't you defend me more when people were like accusing me and coming for me?
She goes, Heather, I have to say we've had a friendship for many years now. And I'm wondering why you didn't have my back.
And Heather's like, well, you like weren't answering questions and like you were acting really strange with like your answers. And I was like, why isn't she like freaking out? Like she's being too normal about this. And Meredith goes, I have evolved and matured and I can answer a question without raising my voice. And I was like, okay.
And then the tables turn and Heather slowly looks over at Monica. And then this is when I went, this is a setup. This is a fucking setup. They set her the fuck up. This was all an ambush. It was planned. They were all playing a part.
And Heather delivers a whole long speech. And she goes, we've all wondered who the real Monica is. and we don't know, but I know who the real Monica is.
Yeah, she
and
goes,
the real Monica is, and then it goes.
It was giving Sue in Survivor, giving her speech about Kelly being the snake.
And it cuts back to
the most incredible scene I've ever seen. Like the most beautiful, like cinematic scene I've ever seen in a Housewife episode.
A flashback to 2 hours earlier where Heather was standing alone on a beach in the wind.
Holding her hands, kind of like clasped, waiting. And all of a sudden, she has chiffon flowing, like, you know, things. And all of a sudden, Whitney comes out and she's wearing like a kind of
cutout.
She's
cut wearing out. Her little like Hervé Léger.
Yeah. She kind of looks like Delight. And she comes out and she goes, Heather, I came just as soon as you texted. What is wrong? You seem you're starting to worry me.
And then Lisa comes out. She goes, whoa, what's going on? What's happening? And then Meredith comes out and she's like,
well, first Meredith, after Lisa asks, Heather goes, there's Meredith. Let's wait for Meredith. And then I'm like, you're gonna be waiting for a long time.
And Meredith trudges, takes a sweet time.
She looks she looks fucking flawless.
Meredith's ability to do like wind work is unmatched.
She looks,
were this top model, she would have usurped Tyra's throne and she would have been taking over.
Look at her. She looks like Lady Jessica from Dune.
She's Lady Jessica and she's Angelina Jolie wrapped into one.
Hands on your knees, Angelina Jolie. And she comes out and they all go, Lisa goes, Heather, Heather, what's going on? You're scaring me. And then Heather starts like getting really emotional. And then Lisa goes, I'm upset, Heather.
She goes, oh, you're going to cry, Heather. Okay, 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 what's happening? And Heather reveals,
you're going to cry. You know, we've come a long way as far.
This was Lisa in her most like middle Heather. Little sister moment, her codependent.
Heather.
What? Heather. Heather.
She was very the mom.
You're scared.
Jesus seen in Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, Rachel, give it to me, Rachel. Give it to me, honey. Tell me.
Where?
Where? Jesus seen in Ohio. Oh, where, Rachel? Oh, come on. Come on, baby. Give
Heather.
It to me.
Heather, you're going to cry. I love, you're going to cry.
You're going to cry.
Heather says, we have come so far, and it's been the four of us.
Just the four of us. Everything we went through with Jen, everything. We've been put through the ringer together, and they all go.
Wait, where also is Angie K?
She's not an OG.
Someone tweeted, they were like, Angie K looking through the windows to see what's going on. It was a picture of Kim Richards looking through the blinds.
It was that shot, that amazing shot where you see,
yeah,
like,
if I was Angie K, I'd be like, wait, what the fuck are they all talking
sorry,
about?
Sorry, she's not OG.
So then
this is Goya.
It is. So Heather's like, we've come so far, we've been through so much, but Monica cannot be trusted. And I found out information today that will rock all of our worlds and make us question everything.
She goes, it turns out that Monica, our friend, who we came to Bermuda to celebrate her birthday with, who we've been with every day for the last 3 months, who we've shared memories and love and defended, is none other than Reality Von Teese. And all the women go,
they go, no,
no, no, stop it. Lisa goes, stop, stop. And I'm like, who the fuck is Reality Von Teese? Everyone, it's like the name on everybody's, like everyone knows who this.
Not Reality Von Teese. I had never heard of that in my life.
She's literally a cuckoo. Like, everyone is afraid of, like, these women.
These women. This is their
boogeyman.
Their Facebook group is Reality Von Teese.
Truly. This would be like if someone came to me and you, and or like you said, Carrie.
This is if I befriended someone. But the thing
no,
is.
No. This would be like if you were like, Carrie, this person that has come to, like, work with us in the pod, and like we shared experiences, tours, traveling. We've confided in this person and we become really good friends with them. It turns out that they're part of the Facebook group. I would literally go,
that they are
no!
an admin, that they were like so and so from the Facebook group.
I would go, no!
Everyone in their life has
a reality
Von Teese.
True.
Everyone.
Especially in this day and age.
It's especially in this day and age, if you are anyone in this world of note, you have experienced your own hell that is reality Von Teese.
If you have any kind of like presence on social media thing, or like you podcast, or like even if you're just like online a lot and like, nope, like you, everyone to the top, to the bottom has a reality Von Teese.
You
and
do.
Reality Von Teese is a universal truth.
And imagine
of
like
being alive in 2020.
Finding out that reality Von Teese is in your inner circle, that you're now on vacation with them.
Celebrating.
You're staying in the same house and you just celebrated their birthday.
And you've paid for reality Von Teese's airfare and lodging, probably.
I'm scared.
And you got a ring. Your ring disappeared in the stall next to reality Von Teese. And reality Von Teese helped you look for your ring.
That's really sketchy. Mm-hmm. I don't trust that at all.
And reality Von Teese was in your friend's home on Greek Easter coming for you.
Screaming at their mom. And you're like, that's classic Von Teese behavior.
She makes LD look...
LD is like, I'm like, let's swap them out. I'm excited for LD at the reunion. You think we're going to get an LD cameo at the reunion?
I don't know.
If they know what's good for them, they'll have LD front and center for a good chunk of part three.
Lisa goes, oh my God, no, this is terrible. This is awful. And Meredith goes...
So Reality Von Teese is an Instagram account that has tortured these women for 4 years.
It was dedicated initially to taking down Jen Shah and her like criminal empire, her the criminal herself, but then it bled out into the other women in the group. So like it's been spreading rumors and nastiness about Whitney being a swinger and being like a hoe about town, and like about Meredith and her marriage and her business dealings, about Heather and her, it's just Lisa and John. Like, this is probably where
probably where Jen told Monica shit about everyone else.
But this is also probably where, like, the rumor about Lisa blowing for Utah Jazz tickets probably... Like, this is all...
God
it probably,
damn it, Reality Von Teese. They have their hands in everything.
Reality Von Teese is literally, like, an octopus that has its tentacles on everyone.
So, Heather says that she gets her hair done by this woman, Tanisha. And then... Which also... Okay, this... It all coming back to a hairdresser is so real because hairdressers know all. They know everything.
Hair and makeup people are like...
They have all the tea.
They're fucking like gurus.
So she said that Tanisha had like a crisis of conscience and then admitted to her that Monica is part of Reality Von Teese.
But she left out that so is she.
Yeah.
So it sounds like... So Reality Von Teese...
I've never heard. Did people know about this account?
I'm sure, like, hardcore people did. But, like, Reality Von Teese was sort of a shared account to uncover, like, the nefarious dealings of Jen Shah, like, leading up to her, like, sentencing and everything. And it sounds like it was... The way it's framed later is that it was a like, a merry band of, like, misfits who come together to take down this like criminal that abused all of them, all aka like former employees or kind of
just haters,
hangers-on of Jen Shah who felt wronged by her.
But then it morphed into like
gossip girl
Dumois territory and became like a gossip account about like the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
But the real reason why this all came up is because Heather noticed at Beauty Lab and Laser Monica, three different Monicas with different last names with the same birthday tried to pay for treatments, and one of the Monicas just didn't pay. And then Dre, her business partner, uncovered that it was Monica, like using fake names to try to skirt payment or something.
Well, yeah, and like this goes back to that lawsuit where she had like a couple grand worth of injections or some shit that she was supposed to be on like a payment plan for, then claimed, now her suit about it is claiming that like someone botched her and she had to go get it fixed somewhere else. So she feels like she shouldn't have to pay.
And then after she tells them all this, Meredith goes, I am so tired of people trying to hurt us.
I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out. So then Heather goes, she goes, I am going to confront Monica about being reality Von T's, and I need all your help in setting this up. And I need you to play along with me and have my back.
And they go, we will. And it cuts back to dinner and Heather.
And they're all
holding
each other's hand. It's very Big Little Lies.
It's so big, BLL. And Heather's standing there and she is delivering her speech and she goes, and I know who you are, Monica. I know who you really are. And who you are is the internet troll and cyberbully reality Von T's.
Everything goes out. The air and the outside goes out. The wind sweeps. And then Monica's silent for a minute and she goes, no, that's not true. You're wrong. And then Heather goes, I have the receipts, the screenshots, the emails, phone calls proving that you are a bully and a troll. And then Monica goes, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. And they go at that and Monica keeps denying it. And then at one point, Monica, her whole demeanor changes from like defensive denial to suddenly going, okay, well, it's not true entirely.
She is reality Von T's.
And that's when I was like, oh my God. I had the full chills when she said, like, this is, everyone kept saying it was like the end of Usual Suspects.
Lisa goes, what do you mean entirely? And she goes, it's partially true. And Lisa goes, oh my God.
She goes, oh my God, oh my God.
She goes, oh my God, oh my God, disgusting, disgusting.
She goes, I wasn't the only one on the account.
You're caught now, you're bitch. Caught. You're fucking caught.
And it's revealed that not only was she feeding all this info about Jen Shaw, she was there at Meredith's store the day that the CCTVs caught footage of Jen being there and all those items were swiped. And then when that's revealed, Meredith goes, you told me when you finally came to my store on this, when we were taping, you said it was the first time you'd ever been here. And I was like, oh my God.
She's sketchy.
And she's, remember, and she's blonde and she was blonde then.
She is sketchy. I knew it from the first shot of those damn Etsy blankets. I was like, this bitch is up to no fucking good.
But that's chilling to lie about having, like, saying this is...
I think she lies about everything.
And they said...
She lies about everything.
Meredith goes, you said this was the first time you were in my store!
Lisa goes... Well, what did you do with the account? What did you do? And then she's like, I was only partially running it, like, blah, blah, blah. And Lisa goes, you're a fucking loser. And I was like, you are a loser.
Okay.
If you have a nameless gossip burner account on Instagram, you're a loser.
It's true. That was the elephant in the room. This is you're an adult dork.
Loser behavior. To run a burner gossip accounts. Show your face.
It's pretty wild. So basically she was a fan who not only a fan.
Where's Kelly when you need her to really...
You're a fan.
You're a fan. Okay. What? It's so creepy. It's like you're a fucking fan.
Okay, host. But she was like a troll, like Stan, who finagled her way onto being an actual cast member. And that's really what this is. It's like a culmination of what the show has really become, which is a show that's kind of controlled by really intense and kind of spiritually violent fan accounts that dictate, that make these women on these shows live in fear.
It was only a matter of time before like a faceless Bravo fan account admin made their way onto a show.
So now I'm like, I'm looking at you, queens of Bravo.
Oh,
like
I'm looking at everyone. I trust no one. I'm like, that is bizarre. It is bizarre online behavior.
You're a fucking loser.
You're a fucking loser. I was like, read her to filth, Ms.
And I love how it was so genius. It was so genius how when they're still kind of all playing along, like I think they all still have like issues with each other, but they were all sort of playing along. And as soon as Heather goes, and now I'd like to know more about Monica. Who is the real Monica? And you see all of the women suddenly go, and I was like, this is synchronized. And the only one that was out of the loop was Angie. And Angie goes,
well, then Monica's like, she goes like full defensive, starts calling Lisa Barlow like an old bitch, which yeah. I was like, shut up.
And I have to say, everyone
again,
going,
loser behavior.
Everyone keeps going, she ate. I'm like, okay, her only arsenal is to call people like fat and old and ugly. It's like,
it's not creative. She ate what?
Everyone keeps going, Monica ate that. And I'm like, yes, she did a good job.
Fellow losers.
But calling someone who's older than you old and like...
I saw some account that was like, how could Monica do this? We were all rooting for her. We loved her. And I was like, you guys are unwell.
But this is all part of it. It's like, it's so meta.
It is meta.
And now I sort of hope that this is like the death rattle of like... the control that
these like nameless accounts have.
I'm hoping now that the housewives take the power back.
I think they should fight back. I think they should insurrect these accounts. I think that you should really have to put your identity online and like you should have to own it, baby.
And then Monica goes, our mission was to only take down Jen. The other women were just collateral.
Okay, but you're also like... have narcissistic personality disorder.
Of
because
course.
I don't think the cops were looking. They did not go in. The detectives did not gather with Homeland Security and the FBI was not going, all right, guys, everyone gather around. This is all hands meeting. What's the latest, Sergeant? And he goes, well, Captain, I have a hit from Reality Von Tees on Instagram who's posting that Jen Shaw has just abused her employees and threw a phone at them. Like, no one cares about Reality Von Tees.
Yeah. Monica goes, Von Tees was never just one person. Von Tees. But it's...
I'm haunted
like, by Von Tees.
My worst nightmare is that anyone would associate me wrongly with, like, Reality Von Tees.
It's giving Ingrid Goes West a little. Like, it's giving... You know what I mean?
Also, just, like, the avatar... Like, it's one thing to be a nameless... faceless Bravo account, but then to be like a rockabilly Reality Von Tees with like the Betty Page bangs and like a little late. I was like, you are on one.
Yeah, you have four kids. Someone goes, she goes, Monica, you have four kids. You're doing drive-bys of Jen Shaw's house. And then they're claiming that Monica was who leaked all these videos. Like she's the one that took all these videos of Jen like throwing shit.
So was she at dinner with them and she was like, okay, night, guys, and then walked across the street and then waited for Jen to flip out on her family and then filmed it?
Yeah, I think.
She's untrustworthy. I think anyone that's like
so is Tanisha.
Hanging people out, I know, and we are...
Tanisha
has some splaining to do.
Tanisha, like, yeah, she like, I'm glad she cleared her name a little, but like she was definitely getting info from Heather about her personal life.
I'm also like...
That's scary.
You're going to torch that client relationship? Like, as someone that is, like, that really sullies your reputation as a hairdresser if you're doing a housewife's hair.
I know. And you're a hairdresser, discretion is everything.
It is. But I really hope they bring Tanisha on.
Oh, I want to hear more from her.
I need to get her in the mix, either next season or in the reunion.
But... then Monica, Angie starts going like, you spread lies about my husband, all this stuff. And then she goes, oh, Angie, shut the fuck up. Like, you weren't responding to the account with, like, lol and cry face. And I was like, oh.
And it showed all these screenshots of Angie going, like, ha, 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 cry face, heart, heart, heart. And she goes, Angie H is fake or something
Angie
like that.
Angie K.
No, Angie
oh,
H.
Oh, Angie H.
She was talking about Angie Harrington.
I know. I was kind of like, sorry, Angie. She kind of got you there.
But remember...
You're kind of a loser, too. Sorry.
Angie Harrington's husband had that fake account. This is real suburban behavior.
That's what, again, I talk about my mom. She goes, this is real small town shit.
This is small town shit.
But that's why it's so good. I think that's, this is why it's so good. It's Twin Peaks. It's like
small
literally
town drama
isolated.
Is way better than big town drama.
Yeah. Beverly Hills is like, it's.
Big
it's,
town drama is like people are killing themselves. Like small town drama is like reality Von Tees.
Mm-hmm. Big town drama is like. The chef of a hip restaurant is like it's killing, like masturbating with
fucking
cats.
Fucking dead cats.
Yeah.
And like small town drama, again, is reality Von Tees. Reality Von Tees.
Just like this.
I love, there's every time I've thought all last night since watching it and today about reality Von Tees, and every time I even think of the name, I cackle to
I know.
Myself.
Von Tees was never just one person. And then.
I know who you really are, and who you really are is cyberbully and internet troll reality Von Tees.
And the whole time, Monica keeps like, she's really trying to figure out, you can see the wheels spinning of like
how she's going to get out of this.
Because she's embarrassed.
She should be, this is humiliating.
She's embarrassed, like she's on camera, she's been called the fuck out, she has no one on her side, no one is like, at one point Whitney goes, I'm standing up and leaving her side because I don't want to be sitting near her. And she sits with Meredith and they clutch hands.
Everyone goes to clutching.
And she's,
Lisa almost throws a
Lisa's
punch.
Pissed. Well, how about a punch? Yeah, she's like, her Long Island comes out.
I loved that. I was hoping kind of that Lisa would just like tear a chunk of her hair out.
But there's all these like long kind of pauses where everyone's just staring and Monica just kind of goes like this. And I think it's, she's trying to come up with like an exit plan or a way out of this and she just can't. And at one point, Heather goes, she stands up and she goes, I want you to pack your bags and leave. Go home. I don't want you sleeping here tonight.
That was incredible.
Well, yeah.
Survivor.
And Monica just stands up from the table and she goes, more will be revealed. There's lots of things I could say, lots of more info that I could spill, but I'll wait to say all of that at the reunion.
I think that she was weighing, like, how honest should I be in this moment? And, like, she, and how can I play this to my ultimate advantage? Because I think if you're going to be really honest, like you either go full honesty and beg for forgiveness, or you go full Stobbian villain. And I'm pleased to say that she's gone full Stob.
Oh yeah, I mean, she's leaned into it. She's like, it was kind of like when Caroline Calloway was like counting down till the Natalie article came out, remember? Mm-hmm. She was like, one more day, everyone. Like, can't wait to read it. Like, she was, and I think now she's doing what I'm glad. This makes me kind of respect her more, is that she's like leaning into her villainry.
I think it's chaotic and unhinged, and absolutely, like, I want nothing to do with her. I don't even want to be like in the same state as her. There should be a Monica alert where if she enters your state, you get like a green alert on your phone.
You have time to flee.
It goes code blue and it tells you if she's like even in your city. If because her, much like Brian Kohlberger, reality Von Tees could come for you anytime.
She won't stop.
She did a photo shoot.
Oh, she did a photo, like kind of a Chicago, like Roxy Hart kind of like photo shoot, right?
She did, yeah, like a photo shoot with like crystal newspapers that said reality Von Tees exposed.
Wait, but then the big reveal, another huge twist, is that Heather goes, you know what? You don't understand something about us, Monica. We might have our.
Oh, my God.
She goes, we might have our issues, and we have dysfunction, but these women right here, we're friends, and we care about each other, and we are ride or die, unlike you, and you don't get to be part of that. She goes, you don't understand that I rode hard for even Jen Shah. I went on book tours. I took the heat. I took shit from the world. And I didn't tell anyone that it was Jen who gave me the black eye. And then Lisa goes, wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And so now we're going to find out about their big scissor night.
I mean, we all knew that.
Yeah.
But then it cuts to Whitney. And Whitney, I think, knew about it already.
That's probably why she was like, hating on Heather a bit.
She was like, why would you degrade yourself like that and not come out with the truth? Why would you stand up for a villain, a criminal?
Well, especially if like Jen's already sentenced, it's like, what good does it do to then hang on to that for a year? But I'm glad you did, because you needed this in a power moment. And it was smart of Heather to say that in this context, because from an optics standpoint, it makes her look way more legit than Ms. Von Teese.
But I love that. Something you don't understand about these. It was very, let me tell you something about my family. We are as thick as thieves.
I was like, are you guys all friends though?
No, they all hate each other. But I think this is, but that's true. True allyship is coming together in a moment.
And saying that you're all incredible friends and that you have each other's back when you've discovered that someone in your group is actually Reality Von Teese.
And it was very Gossip Girl, because that always kind of happened at the end. They would put down their feud to take on like the devil they didn't know. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So it was very the enemy of my enemy is my friend, you know, or not my friend. And I will help my enemy take them down.
My name crying. Is Reality Von Teese still like an Instagram account?
Let me look.
If I was Dita Von Teese, I'd be really pissed about this. I would not want to be associated with Reality Von Teese.
She's going to send a cease and desist.
She should.
Oh, it's still there. Your local Roll Sick Hot Tea Ho. Look.
Reality Von Teese 2. They had to create a backup.
Oh my God. I'm following them.
No. Oh my God.
They weren't even funny. They were calling her Jen Blah.
These accounts never are.
No, I know.
They deleted everything except for like anti-Jen Shaw stuff.
Yeah.
I'm...
Well, no, this account has all the Reality Von Teese 2.
What else does it have? All I see is Jen Look. Shaw shit.
Oh, yeah.
They must have... No, Reality Von Teese went on a pod.
About Mary, and I was like, I'm sorry. Mary throws every motherfucking thing on, and her style went...
Wait, Jen also released a statement from jail, which I'm obsessed with. Jen's still, like, posting.
Jen's really mad. I'll bet someone died at jail.
Lizzie Holmes. Lizzie Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes got just, like, fucking smacked by Jen.
She basically was like...
What did Jen say?
She just said it's not true what Heather said. I didn't give her a black eye. I was like, okay.
Okay. All right, like, Jen. Let's focus on other things.
Go focus on your production of
Real Housewives. Yeah, you need to get to work because seems like you owe some people some money.
Yeah. I hope that she Skypes in from jail.
I love that, like, the biggest thing on her mind is not, like, the millions of dollars she stole from elderly people, but it's, like, making sure that every Roll Sick fan knows that she didn't actually give Heather a black eye.
No, and I, you know, and I think, like, I keep seeing everyone saying, like, thank God for Monica, blah, blah. It's like, yes, we can accept that Monica was a great, she maybe had the most iconic first season of anyone, maybe. But these veterans...
They paved the way.
They paved the fucking way, and they held it down this season. And I have to give, like, I have to give them an applause. Like, I have to, let's hear it for the veterans. Applaud for LGBT, that meme of Kyle. Have you seen that? But like, they really all turned it the fuck up. All of them.
They really did. And Lisa Barlow is the only person I care about.
No, and I really, like, I have to give a lot of credit to Heather. Like, she really annoyed me the last season. This season she was like coming back. She really pulled it the fuck together. And she's a professional. And she knew how to make a good show. She said, hold on to the production. I'm going to, like, let's not expose this now. I have a show to save.
Mm-hmm. I am appreciative of everyone as well. And I just hope that they can keep up this momentum into the next season. How crazy, though, like, the flashbacks of Heather and Jen.
I know.
After the black eye and the black eye reveal and Jen being like, we don't know what happened. Like, crazy liar vibes, too.
So we were like, we have to go to Meredith. Maybe she'll know. And Heather's like, yeah, I don't know how it happened. It also,
I wonder,
like,
what Mary is going to have to say about all of this.
Little girl.
Like, if she's going to...
She likes Monica.
She does, but does she... I don't think she knows that she's Reality Von Teese.
No, I think she does. She said, like, post-reunion, she goes... I think she alludes to the fact that she and Monica, like, linked up. She doesn't know it. She doesn't know what reality. She's on another.
Mary like thinks that everything that people say about her is like a compliment. Mm-hmm. So I guess like she probably is into reality Montez.
Also, Monica was the only one really this season that kissed her ass. So I think
she likes that.
She likes that.
She should convert Monica to her cult. That would be cool.
That's dangerous. Monica would take down her cult.
I don't think so.
You think she'd get swept up?
Yeah, she'd be her right-hand man. She could be the heir to the throne.
What if her daughter, her oldest daughter, is... And then we should wrap up because this is like a 3-hour long episode. But what if her daughter gets up in the middle of the night to get water and at the end of the hallway she hears... And then she just... A spotlight suddenly shines on the end of the corridor and it's her mom. And she goes, Mom? And she goes, Who's that? Reality Von Tees.
It's not me. It's Reality Von Tees.
It's Von Tees.
What if you found
Reality
out?
Von Tees. And she goes, no! What if at night she donned her cap, her little fedora?
She cut her little bangs and put bobby pins in so they went down just so.
And she kind of just, she left the house at night to just go prowl. As Reality Von Tees.
She goes and prowls and hits the local jazz bar for a big night of dim lights and sexy music. Oh, sultry. She goes, Reality Von Tees likes this.
The Salt Lake jazz scene. But not even, she doesn't even go into like, she just goes and walks under street lamps and looks through windows. She's like kind of just peeping around.
She's a prowler.
Yeah, I could see her.
Like the fact that she like drives by people's houses. That's crazy.
That's giving Danielle Staub.
That's Danielle Staub. That's Golden State Killer.
Oh my God.
She's Kohlberger energy.
Oh my, it all goes back to...
It always goes back to Kohlberger. But I'm telling you, people that do this shit anonymously, there's some like mental link with all of that kind of thing. And then if you're driving by a person's... If you're doing drive-bys...
It's giving the shards.
That's crazy.
Wait, did Golden State Killer like prowl?
Wasn't he a prowler?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of those killers are prowlers. Oh,
he used that little like canal in the back of, remember in the back of all the houses, there was like that like man-made creek and he like would follow it and like.
I'm just saying she has prowler energy.
I would be, if I was one of these women, I'd like check my Nest camera.
Lisa's cybersecurity team is hard at work.
I'd lock
her seven lawyer. I would literally lawyer up and cybersecurity up, and I would get a security detail, and I would get many Nest cameras
and a German Shepherd.
I'd get 4 German Shepherds and 10 pugs, and have an army of dogs standing watch at all times.
What if the Reality Von Tees crew like broke into houses a la Manson and rearranged things just to fuck with people?
I feel like we are not far away from having one of these like anonymous accounts doing that kind of shit.
It's a little bling ring.
It's antisocial behavior.
Well, I think all of these unnamed Bravo accounts are antisocial.
What if you found out that your mom was Reality Von Tees?
I would go. I would.
Reality Von Tees here. I love her being like owning it, like being like Salt Lake City's gossip girl. Tanisha also. She's the Edward Snowden of Salt Lake City.
She is.
The whistleblower.
She's
Julian Assange.
She's WikiLeaks. WikiTees. Reality Von Tees here.
Reality Von Tees signing out.
What if like she interrupts like the local Salt Lake City news? What is that, Max Headroom?
She should be like as the Joker, like yeah. in Jack Nicholson Batman, mm-hmm. when the Joker comes on the news makes everyone smile.
Mm-hmm.
That's Reality Von Tees comes in, gives everyone a smoky eye and tiny bangs. Reality Von Tees, you just see a leg with a stocking on it come out of the corner and you go, what? And then Reality Von Tees is here to give you the news.
She goes, everyone here has 24 hours to cut their bangs really high. To cut their bangs to a Betty Page bang.
and wear a cone bra.
And learn about jazz.
And cinch those waists, because Reality Von Teese is here.
Everyone has 24 hours to wear a corset.
You have 24 hours to make your waist 18 inches, because Reality Von Teese is in the room.
She goes, and if you don't, by the end of 24 hours, I will release info on every single person in Salt Lake. So all the closeted gays are like running out to like, to go. And so everyone, including kids, parents are putting their babies in corsets, cinching their waists.
She goes, I want their waists to be as big as their wrists, or else I'm going to tell all your baby's secrets. And they go, no!
She goes,
Reality Von Teese checking in. Your days are numbered, because everyone's going to know your dirty little secrets if you don't make that waist the size of your neck.
Reality Von Teese here. Only 12 hours to go. 12 hours to go till the big reveal. And she goes, don't think I'm bluffing. And then she goes,
Reality Von Teese never tells a lie.
Reality Von Teese. Truth is in the jazz. Truth is in the notes, Cat Daddy.
Who decided Reality Von Teese?
Reality Von Teese here. Taking her gloves off.
She goes, Reality Von Teese here.
Yeah, with the
little nipple covers, tassels.
She goes, Reality Von Teese here. 1 hour to go. 1 hour till the big reveal. Get those corsets and waist cinched
glass.
And snatched.
Yeah, she's Reality Von Teese here. You have 2 hours left before I tell all your secrets to the whole town.
And Lisa's like, we have an hour to find Reality Von Teese. We have to get her at her HQ. My cybersecurity team is on it, on it, on it. Let's go, let's go, let's go. So she sends in like a SWAT team.
Do you think, though, her cybersecurity team is now doing a full profile on Reality Von Teese?
She's probably doing a background check on her cybersecurity team, thinking anyone could be a source, could be a mole.
I hope that she does a full background check on Monica. But Monica, wasn't she just like a buttoned up, like nice Mormon girl until...
I think she was always there.
You don't become Reality Von Teese. You're born a Von Teese.
And her mom then goes,
She does have Von Teese lineage.
She goes, takes one to know one. Takes a Von Teese to know a Von Teese.
Some people in this world have Von Teese energy, and some people simply do not.
Do you think
you
LD...
and I are no Von Teese?
No. Do you think LD knew about Von Teese?
LD is probably part of Von Teese.
No, because she would take it to like volatile heights. She would take it to like another level, I think.
Yeah. I bet this is like probably this episode airing was the best day of LD's life.
Oh, yeah.
LD has never felt more vindicated, and now Monica will never have the upper hand in that relationship ever again.
Then Monica wakes up in the dead of night to go get a glass of water, and then at her end of the hallway, she hears, and she goes, no.
No!
And it's LD dressed as Von Teese. There's a new Von Teese in town.
Move over, because it's time for Reality Von Teese 3.
Reality Von Teese Senior.
Okay, wait. I am thinking I did have a little bit of Von Teese energy in me in like middle school.
Okay, everyone in middle school on early AIM had Von Teese energy.
You flirt with your inner Von Teese in middle school, and you either like latch on and take it all the way, or you dip a toe in the water. Dip a toe in the martini glass.
I think all gay or gay adjacent people have been through a Von Teese era.
Gays and girls
all went through.
Will
Von
battle
Teese.
With a Von Teese era, but it's up to you to decide whether or not you go full Von Teese in adulthood.
It's up to you to go. Like, it's up to you to battle this.
It's up to you to decide whether or not you want to put on your stockings and cut your bangs and be a little Von Teese. Or if you're just going to be a normal fucking loser human being like everyone else. It's either you're a Von Teese loser or you're just a normal loser. I'd rather be a normal loser. And I cannot even... look at a Von Teese.
I was so tempted to call out Q of B for being a Von Teese.
They are Von Teese.
But I was worried that they would get my that they'd get the sup account taken down.
Every single person, if you are listening to this and you run an anonymous Instagram account, you're battling with an inner demon called Von Tees.
We were little Von Tees when we were threatening moles in the Facebook group.
No, they're Von Tees. They're the OG Von Tees.
The exposing lives.
Sup exposed.
Oh my God, I did the worst thing ever, but it somehow didn't affect me, but I read comments on iTunes reviews.
Don't do it.
And there was one of me that was really mean, but it made me laugh.
No, they're so
One of them was so hateful to me, but actually I went.
They gotta hand it to you. Every once in a while there is one that you're like, all right, I see what you did there, but in the majority, it makes me want to kill myself if I see a bad review.
Not only came from my person, like my character, but also called me out for being a cig smoker. Oh. And I went...
You pretty cool.
I'll smoke as I please, because I'm Reality Von Tees.
Reality Von Tees, the reality of this tease is I'm smoking.
You fully reverted. You're fully.
I've gone full Von Tees.
You're fully in the middle of a martini.
I'm fully martini
and a champagne
Von Tees. That's my martini Von Tees.
That's the new. That needs to be. That's reality's little sis.
That's reality Von Tees' nemesis.
Martini Von Tees.
It's me, Martini Von Tees.
And I'm here to spread the truth about one reality Von Tees.
I am Martini Von Tees.
You are.
When it comes to exposing Monica, I have been Martini Von Tees from the jump.
You have
one
been.
Look at those Etsy blankets turned me right into Martini Von Tees.
The fabric.
Fabric wrapped up, billed as sold as blankets. Martini Von Tees was not having that.
I am also innately distrustful of people that volunteer like trauma right off the bat.
Yeah.
Like, and Heather kind of talks about that.
Like, get to know us first and make us care before you like reveal all that shit. It's really bizarre when people are trauma dump forward.
But that's a lot of LA. Everyone, there's a lot of reality Von Tees, isn't it, LA?
That's a Von Tees trait if I've ever heard one.
There was also, I remember reality, my least favorite reality Von Tees, other than actual reality Von Tees, is Gays Over COVID.
That was pure Von Tees energy.
When they would sleuth on gays in Puerto Vallarta.
When they told on their own. Why are you narking? Why are you tattletaling?
It's all worth...
Tattletale is Von Tees.
Tattletale Nation.
Martini Von Tees is not having it.
Tattletale
Martini
Nation.
Martini Von Tees can... fights back.
Anyway, what a great season.
God, it really was good.
Can't wait for the reunion.
I know. I want them to just drop all three episodes.
They won't.
I know. But at least we have another 3 weeks. Of standing in our Von Tees truth. Wait, what's your Von Tees nickname? If I'm Martini.
Mine's...
Detective?
Marlboro Martini. Or, no.
Marlboro Von Tees.
Marlboro Von Tees. Parliament Von Tees.
Parliament Von Tees. Parliament Von Tees checking in. You're like Cary Grant. You're like Casablanca. Martini Von Tees only wears a red lip.
And so does Parliament from time to time.
Parliament's always leaving. If you see a cigarette in an ashtray with a ring of red around it, you know Parliament's had his head.
That picture, remember the photo of me with the bold lip? That was Parliament Von Tees. So unhinged.
Oh my God. All right.
Let's read our cult shout out to our...
Oh yeah, we have to go...
Our own...
This is
the
our
most non-Von Tees people ever.
This is the Von Tees clan. This is some Von Tees members.
Some Von Tees.
Von Tees army. I'm crying.
Parliament Von
Tees here. Parliament Von D's chicken in.
Chicken in. Parliament Von D's.
Ooh, damn. We're only down to 23. 23 Von T's.
Damn, people are dropping off.
Sarah Elizabeth Von T's.
Sarah Elizabeth.
Ooh. Lucy from London Von T's. Brooke Johansson Von T's. Brittany Ryan Weiss Von T's. Danielle McMillan Von T's. Zara Von T's. Mazatar Von T's. Mary Von T's. Mike Earhart Von T's. Sharon Baum, realtor.
Von T's.
Ozzy Von T's. Mariah K. Von T's.
Ba-boom, ba-boom.
Kathy West Von T's. Rochelle Martino.
Von T's, Von T's.
Kit Moore.
Von T's.
Hillary.
Hillary.
Von T's.
Von.
Orlando Von T's.
T's, T's,
Patron of the Farts, Von T's.
Von T's.
Nick Sedaris,
Von T's. Von T's.
Emily Von T's.
Emily.
Kim Lucas, Von T's. Jeffrey Pratima, Von T's.
Von T's. We need to go. Ta-ta!
Bye!
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.